It was a shot heard across the state yesterday. Incoming State Treasurer Nick Corey saying,
Treasury has a big role in helping to raise the living standards of all Michiganians.
Did you hear that? I mean, did you hear what he said? He called those who live in Michigan, Michiganians. Now, this led some to wonder, okay, let's be honest, really only the nerdy people, to wonder what this will mean to Governor Snyder and many of the other politicians and just regular folks across the state who say Michigander. Well, that had stateside producer Mike Blank thinking about some other nickname options.
And now, a minute with Mike.
Like most of you listening, I assume, I'm proud of being from Michigan. Trips up north, long summer sunsets, and the joys of boating across our many lakes. It's a common experience that each of us holds dear, and of which we can be proud. However, there's one certain aspect of being from Michigan which I find quite disconcerting, being called a Michigander. There's something about this particular word that leaves me with a feeling in the gut similar to binging on Coney Islands. In other words, gross. So, residents of Michigan, we need a new moniker that we can all be proud of. And this is where it gets difficult. Due to Michigan's syllable and sound structure, there's not a lot of linguistic clay to work with. There's the second standby, Michiganian, but that's the same amount of syllables as saying, I'm from Michigan. Don't believe me? Go ahead. Count it out. I did. Next on the list, there's Michiganers, but that rhymes with beginners and implies the state is full of novices. Michiganites or Mishites sounds like a bacteria-laden Old Testament rock formation. Michiganist could work, but doesn't roll off the tongue nicely and could subconsciously make folks feel bad for not flossing regularly. Mishy, well, that's kind of nice, sort of friendly, but it also sounds like a derogatory term used by Ohioans. For example, I was planning on going to Toledo, but so close to the state line that sick Mishy stench of corn, oil, soybeans, and fresh water really affects my asthma. So that leaves my personal favorite, Michiganeer. With our nautical connections and being comprised of two great peninsulas, it's perfect. And who wouldn't love to go by a hard-working, swashbuckling, salt-of-the-earth term like Michiganeer? M-I-C. See, I told you we need a new name. H-I-G. G, Michigander's a terrible name. A-N-E-E-R. Michiganeer.
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 With a name like that, we can hold our heads up high.
High, high,
high. So come along and join with me and end the Michigander tyranny. M-I-C-H-I-G-A-N-E-E-R.
Michiganeer.